the intricacies behind it all is in the control of one Allah. 8 billion some odd people on the face of this earth, each person born with 2 eyes. Allah is in complete control of that eye. Respected friends and elders in Islam, when this entire season has come, the entire world, non-Muslim world, are in a mood of celebration. A believer at such times should ask himself or herself, at what is my purpose for coming into this world? Did Allah send me to celebrate at such times? Did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala want me to take part in festivities and customs and rituals of the enemies of Islam? No. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created us for great purposes and great reasons. أَفَحَسِبَتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah is asking us the question in the Quran Sharif, that do you think that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created you for no real purpose, for no reason, just for some pastime, in jest? Has Allah created you for this? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that do they not realize, does the human being not understand, comprehend and realize that وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ, that there is a day coming that you are going to be returned to Allah. Each and every one of us, Muslim, non-Muslim, black, white, Indian, colored, wherever we are, we are all the creation of Allah and Allah alone. Every one of us, hisab and reckoning is going to be taken from us on the day of Qiyamah. So if a person really felt that this life that I have is my life, I can do as I want, I can fulfill whichever desire of mine I wish, and no one can tell me anything. If that was the case, then we will not have been asked to give Allah an account of our deeds on the day of Qiyamah. If it was my life, my actions, a person understands that Allah created us to recognize Him. Allah created us for His pleasure, so that we may be able to be eligible for the good treatment and highest positions, lofty positions in Akhirat, the positions of Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus. So this is why Allah has created you and I. A believer, alhamdulillah, understands this. But let us ask ourselves and remind ourselves, respected friends and elders in Islam, year in, year out, this festive season will come. Yesterday was the new year. The new year not for a believer. In fact, we are not even asked to celebrate like how the non-Muslims celebrate their new year, when our new year comes. But if there was anything that we should be happy for and rejoice, it's the coming of our new year, Islamic year, the first of Muharram. This is the new year of a believer. But khair, we are living in this dunya. Everywhere around us, people are speaking, celebrating. We'll take some lesson from this as well. That 1 year has elapsed. This entire year of 2025 is gone by. It's history already. How much closer have I come to my Allah? And in this time, when the fitnas are on the rise, we should be asking ourselves this question multiple times a day. What is my bond with my Allah? Allah is my only sanctuary. Allah is my only recourse. When I'm down and out in life, without a job, without a home, these tests come upon a person daily. Yesterday one person messaged me. I don't know that person from a bar of soap. I don't even know where that person got my number from. And that person says, I have accepted Islam. I'm living in a Christian home. My parents are beating me. They are forcing me to go to the church to engage in non-Muslim rituals. And they are forcing me to read the Bible. And they are forcing me to come out of Islam. And his request was something else. I'm not going into that. But this person, we had to explain to him that you are living in a situation where you have to choose between right and wrong. No matter who the person may be, no matter who that opposition may be, it could be your own parents as well. But if they are becoming a means of you disobeying Allah and not believing in Allah, then you need to come out of that home to secure your own iman. Such challenging times we are living in, respected friends and elders in Islam, that our iman is on attack in every moment of our lives. We have to be on our guard at all times. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is addressing us in the Quran Sharif. O you who have iman, ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, aminu. O you who have iman, bring iman. In other words, bring true iman. Iman is going to be tested at every moment of our lives. Haram comes before a person. Music is there. Zina is there. What is a believer's response at such times? When this ummah has drifted so far away from the actual cause, from the mansha of nubuwat, when this ummah has made something like jihad, which was or which should be a hallmark in the life of a believer, this ummah has, so to say, disregarded this action, except illa mashallah, those who are standing firm in the Islamic frontiers. We make dua for the mujahideen who are fighting for the cause of deen. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect them, preserve them. Allah accept their qurbani and sacrifice. Wallahi, they are engaging in such a great amal. Allah, we famously hear this, or we regularly hear this famous hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A shaheed, a martyr, before that first drop of blood touches the ground, Allah forgives all his sins. Such great individuals who are still fighting the cause currently in this day and age, Allah is accepted from this Muslim ummah. Ask ourselves, if that call to jihad is made, how many of us will actually stand up and how many of us will shy away? If our response is not that I will stand up and give my life for deen, then we have a lot to introspect and come back to Allah. We have a lot of makeup work to do. We have to repent, ask Allah for repentance. Allahu Akbar. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a beautiful example. This world will never see right till the day of Qiyamah. Allah has made him the Nabi of you and I. Exemplary character, a life that was filled with goodness, with khair, the life that was most accepted and beloved in the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The life that was filled with the most amount of sacrifices for the cause of deen, but was taken patiently. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bore all these difficulties, challenges, hardships for the cause of deen, understanding that great work will be taken from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam underwent so much of torture and difficulty for you and I, so that this deen of Islam will reach far and wide. We have become accustomed to luxuries in our lives, respected friends and allies in Islam. Ask ourselves, when some difficulty comes, what is my response? Am I complaining? Am I seeing the real picture that Allah wants me to see, that, oh my servant, oh my banda, this difficulty that has come upon you, understand that it has not come upon you because you brought it on yourself, but rather I brought it upon you. That same Allah who sent that difficulty, that challenge, that sickness, is the same Allah who is going to remove it. What is my connection with that same Allah who I should be expecting His help from, and expecting Him to remove it? Or do we fight our own battles, thinking that we are some great personality? I've got wealth, I've got influence, I've got status, I can do as I please. No, Allah is in control. Allah is in control of our faculties, our systems, our every heartbeat is in the control of Allah. Allah wants us to realign ourselves with Him. Look in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a beautiful Nabi. On one occasion, or maybe multiple occasions, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. But the address was for every mu'min and believer to come right till the day of Qiyamah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, tubu ilallahi wastaghfiru, turn in repentance to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and seek His sincere forgiveness. Fa inni atubu fil yawmi mi'ata marra, aw qala sab'ina marra. Because verily I myself, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa himself, he says, for verily on a daily basis I engage in tawbah, in istighfar, 70 times to my Allah, and in one riwayat it comes 100 times. Can we imagine? Such a Nabi, who was completely sinless, no sin to his account whatsoever, but found the time to make tawbah and istighfar 100 times a day. Is this not a lesson for his ummatis? for his every follower to come right till the day of Qiyamah. That, oh my ummah, there will come a time where you will be tested. Understand that the deen of Allah has your solution. Tawbah and istighfar, respected friends and elders in Islam, we have undermined this amal and this action of deen. It is such a beautiful action that will open out many doors of khair and goodness for a person thereafter, once we come on to tawbah and istighfar. Especially in these times, in these challenging times, when a person out of necessity and need will need to go outdoors, and we understand the fitnas that are out there. A person not intending to see something wrong, or hear something wrong, or go into some wrong place, but he happens to find himself in such types of places at nearly every turn and movement. What is the condition of our hearts at that time? إِذَا عُمِلَتِ الْخَطِيئَةُ فِي الْأَرْضِ In another hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, what should be the outlook of a believer? What should be the response of a believer? What should be the condition of a heart of a believer at the time when evil breaks out in the world? We are living in such times, respected friends and elders in Islam, and understand that it will only get worse prior to the advent of Qiyamah. This was the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every statement that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, he made under the guidance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ The Nabi of Allah never spoke anything out of his own accord, his own desire. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ It was inspired by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the Mubarak heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is what the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke. Such a Nabi whose life in its entirety was the practical demonstration of the Qur'an Kareem, as mentioned by his beloved wife, our beloved mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. On one occasion, a person comes to her and asks her, that tell us something about the character of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha responds by saying, that don't you read the Qur'an Kareem? Don't you read the Qur'an Kareem? كان خلقه القرآن If you are asking me regarding the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understand very well that his character was a living practical demonstration of what is contained in the Quran Kareem. Such a beautiful Nabi. Such a beautiful deen. Wallahi, we are the richest people on the face of this earth. The Nabi of Allah left us with such a great legacy. This deen of Islam, this Quran Kareem, the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There can be nothing greater than this, more valuable than this, more beautiful than this. This is what matters in the court of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected friends and elders in Islam, has taught us this deen of Islam via the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And this, how much deen we bring into our lives, accordingly will be our connection with Allah. Accordingly, we will find solutions in this deen of Islam for our every problem, difficulty and hardship. This is the beauty of Islam. And the further away we go from this deen, Allah safeguard and protect us. The further we move away from the house of Allah, the more challenging it becomes for us to pass through our difficult phases in life. We have to bring iman and believe in this, bring conviction in this, that with only deen, Allah has kept our success. Without deen, we are going to be total failures. Beloved brothers and elders in Islam, in these last few minutes that we have, I wish to share with you some advices of Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, or Luqman al-Hakim, the wise. On one occasion, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about this great personality in the Quran Kareem, in fact brings a complete chapter, a surah entitled Surah to Luqman. A great personality indeed. He was known for his profound advices that he offered and he gave. Particularly his advices that were given to his own son. And there are six advices, inshallah we'll mention. And this, if we attempt inshallah to bring into our lives, it will give us some understanding, some realization of where we are and where we should be. And then inshallah, in these times of fitna, of challenges, trials, tribulations, it will become easy for us as the believers, as the servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to submit to the commands of Allah, no matter who we are or where we are. Deen of Islam is of utmost importance and the primary concern, and should be the primary concern in the life of every believer. Whether that person is in his home, in his, you know, in his privacy, or whether that person is out in public, whether he's in the marketplace, we understand this deen of Islam came to perfect our lives and beautify our lives in every aspect, in every facet of our lives. Provided a believer has that heart, and that heart is open towards reforming himself, and that heart is open towards accepting his wrong, and now making an effort to get by refraining from all those types of evils and haram. Respected friends and elders in Islam, we spoke about the great sacrifices of the Mujahideen. Understand that if we physically and personally cannot fight in the battlefield, there are other great jihads that we can also participate in. And one of them, one of the main jihads of the time is the jihad upon the nafs, the jihad upon temptations, and when shaitan whispers to us, our own nafs, carnal desires, to put the foot and step upon the temptations of the nafs. This is a great jihad and a jihad of the time. If a person does this, understand that that person, it becomes easier for such a type of person to build a connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is telling us in the Quran Sharif, as for that person who fears having to stand before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى, and he prevents his nafs, his desires, from fulfilling all haram desires and wishes. What is the end result for such a person? فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Jannat will be this person's abode. And the opposite holds true as well. If a person gives in to every desire and temptation, sleep wherever he wants, with whoever he wants, swear and fight with whoever he wants. Why? Because his nafs is calling for it. He does not have his own self in check. Allah grant us the tawfiq ability to understand. Respected friends and elders in Islam, Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to his son on one occasion, and he said, "Oh my beloved son, I'm going to give you 6 advices. And oh my beloved son, these 6 advices are so profound and comprehensive advices." He says, "Ijtama'a alayhi ilmul awwaleen wal akhirin." He says, these advices form the essence of the revelations that came down on the people before. And this 6 advices will be, the comprehensiveness of it will be such that it will encapsulate the revelations of those who will come after you as well. Understand that he lived before the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it was in reference to the Quran al-Kareem right till the day of Qiyamah. These 6 advices. So he says to his beloved son, he says, "Oh my beloved son, لا تشغل قلبك إلى الدنيا إلا بقدر بقائك فيها." Oh my beloved son, do not attach your heart to this world more than that amount of time that you are going to remain and stay in this world. We don't know how long we are going to be living in this world. Do not attach our hearts to this world. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they also lived in this world. But their situation and condition was such that the world was, so to say, in their hands. They never brought it into their hearts. Today we have become so attached to dunya. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these are 2 factors. Intense love for this world has crept into the ummah's hearts, and dislike for me, on account of these 2 actions, it has contributed to the decline of the ummah. Undoubtedly, if we have love for dunya in our hearts and we have dislike for death, we have contributed towards the decline of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make tawbah from this. Come out of this slumber. Come out of this sleepiness. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, "An-nasu niyamun, an-nasu niyamun, wa idha matu intabahu." That people are sleeping. People are sleeping. When they will pass away, that is when their eyes will really open. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, such a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nonetheless, Luqman alayhi salam, the first advice, "Oh my beloved son, don't attach your heart to this world except for that amount of time which you are going to be living in this world. Second advice, O my beloved son, وَعْمَلْ لِلْآخِرَةِ بِقَدْرِ بَقَائِكَ فِيهَا. And O my beloved son, work, toil hard for the akhirat, for the amount of time that you are going to be staying in the akhirat. Forever and ever a person is going to be living in akhirat. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the highest positions in akhirat, the highest positions in Jannat. Ameen. When a person understands that akhirat is our ultimate abode, for eternity we're going to remain there. Wal akhiratu khayru wa abqa, surah A'la. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us that bal tu'thirun al hayat ad dunya. You are giving preference to this worldly life, whereas the akhirat khayru wa abqa, the akhirat is better for you. Wa abqa, and the akhirat is forever and ever. There will be no end to the akhirat. Akhirat is a reality, believe in it. Remind others to believe in it as well. The reality of akhirat has come out from the ummah today. Therefore, it becomes easy for us to sin with all those who are sinning. To celebrate with all those who are celebrating. Allah forgive us. Allah have mercy on us. But we have to reconnect with Allah to gain that special type of rahmat from Allah, that special type of nusrat from Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Third advice, he says, oh my beloved son, أَطِعْ رَبَّكَ بِقَدْرِ حَاجَتِكَ إِلَيْهِ. Oh my beloved son, obey Allah. Obey Allah. Bring the obedience of Allah in your life to that extent which you require and you need Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Respected friends and elders in Islam, we are in need of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala at every moment of our lives. As we mentioned, every heartbeat we need Allah. So worship Allah, obey Allah to the amount of time you need Allah. We need Allah all the time. So all the time we should endeavor to be in the obedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then he says to his son, fourth advice, وَلْيَكُنْ سَعْيُكَ فِي رَقَبَتِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ. And oh my beloved son, your every effort and hard work and toiling in this world should be channeled towards freeing yourself from the fire of Jahannam. In other words, oh my beloved son, don't engage in any action that is worthy of taking you to Jahannam. Do whatever you must do to remain in the obedience of Allah, number one, so guarded and protected from entering the fire of Jahannam. Even for one moment, no believer wishes to enter into Jahannam. No believer is content with that. Ask ourselves, what lives have we prepared to present to Allah? Is it worthy of direct entry into Jannat or not? Or are we going to be going to Jahannam? And who knows after how long Allah's mercy will come to the fore and then we'll come to Jannat. Do we want that treatment? Or do we want direct entry into Jannat? Allah bless us all with this. Fifth advice Luqman alayhi salam gives his son, he says, وَلْيَكُنْ جُرْأَتُكَ عَلَى الْمَعَاصِي بِقَدْرِ صَبْرِكَ فِي النَّارِ. And oh my beloved son, if there ever has to come a time where you wish to disobey Allah and fall into sin, then oh my beloved son, have so much of courage, have so much of bravery to disobey Allah. How much bravery and how much courage you must have to the extent that you are able to bear the fire of Jahannam. If you are able to remain in Jahannam for 1 year, then you are brave enough to remain in Jahannam, then you can be brave enough to sin for 1 year, so to say. But oh my beloved son, you cannot bear the fire of Jahannam for one moment also. Leave out sin completely. And the sixth advice Luqman alayhi salam gives his son, he says, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تَعْصِيَ مَوْلَاكَ فَطْلُبْ مَكَانًا لَا يَرَاكَ. Oh my beloved son, if there ever has to come a time in your life where you decide that now I'm going to disobey my Allah and I'm going to carry out the sin, oh my beloved son, فَلْيَطْلُبْ مَكَانًا لَا يَرَاكَ. Go and look for a place and do that sin where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala cannot see you doing that sin. Oh my beloved son, there is no such place on the face of this earth where Allah will not see you doing a sin. So oh my beloved son, fear Allah, leave out sin completely, come into the obedience of Allah, feel the muhabbat and connection with Allah. This is the solution for the ummah, beloved brothers and elders in Islam. When we, who have become so weak Muslims today, we are complaining why the ummah is going through so many trials and tribulations, ask ourselves, where am I Fajr time when the Imam is calling us, the Muazzin is calling us? Where are we? We have become disgraced today because of our own actions. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will not take us out of this condition except if we bring changes within our own lives. And this is a reality. We can blame whoever we want. We can speak against whoever we want. But until unless we have not made the change within our own selves, come back to Allah. Come back to your local masjid. Come back to the deen of Allah. Come back to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Leave out haram. Leave out doubtful things. And then see how Allah will bless you in your lives. Us. Bless us in our lives. Today we have contributed to the, you know, to the destruction of deen with our own hands. And we are looking elsewhere and blaming others when we are part and parcel of that problem. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will never ever bring about change for the better except if the believers bring about change within their own selves. If we are really concerned about helping the cause of the ummah, let us start within our own selves. Let us ask ourselves all these questions before we are asked to give an account of our amal on the day of Qiyamah. Allah tabarakallah, give us a correct understanding. Wa akhir da'wanan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.